retail sales continued to rise in 2016.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
More than two-thirds of our economy is consumer expenditures, and retail sales is a very good indicator of how much consumers are spending. From the regular items like groceries to occasional items like cars, all are part of retail purchases. Since March 2009, the bottom of the recession, we have increased our retail purchases consistently almost every month. In 2016, real retail sales, that is retail sales adjusted for inflation, rose by 2% and is now 8% higher than its highest level before the recession. During the recession, we seriously cut back on buying stuff, particularly when it came to cars. In 2009, auto sales crashed to almost half of what they were in 2007, pushing down total retail purchases back to where they were in 1999. This is a very large drop. After the Great Recession, we significantly increased our purchases at the retail level, particularly in buying cars. And since 2015, car sales has consistently exceeded its pre-recessionary levels. Total retail sales after adjustment for inflation is running 24% higher than its recession lows and 8% higher than its pre-recessionary highs. But since the recession, the country's population has increased by more than 18 million people. So average retail purchases per person, which is significantly higher than its recession lows, is still around 0.5% below where it was at its height during the economic boom of 2006. So on a per capita basis after adjustment for inflation, we are just a shade below where we were before the recession. Average purchases per person is also one of the leading indicators of business cycles. It usually leads recession by about a year and recoveries by 3 months. While we observed a little weakness in the growth of real per capita retail sales in the first quarter of 2016, that softness disappeared and the rest of the year made up for it and then some. If this trend continues, it will indicate further economic growth in the near future. One of the major indicators for retail expenditures is consumer sentiment, and this index rose rapidly after the election, which also matches the increases in retail purchases. However, the early explosion of optimism in November and December last year appears to have met with some measure of reality this year, resulting in the index to start to ease down. A whiff of that was apparent from the slight drop in retail sales in January. However, it is far too early to know what the first quarter data is going to show. Economic growth, which peaked last summer at 3.5%, dropped significantly in the fourth quarter, slowing to only 1.9% growth, making 2009 one of the slower growth years of the recovery. We will have a much better chance of understanding where the economy is going to go after the administration presents its first economic bill to the Congress. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.